Welcome to Generation Radio Podcast, where the focus is on Arkapuna and their families. We are here each Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on the Oldies Channel, 101.1. You can listen to these shows at any time, any place, and even on your smartphone at generations808.com. We will bring to you resourceful information from our generation's team of experts in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore ways to make your life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors. Here's your host and publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
Okay, thank you for joining in. This is Percy with Generations Radio. Aloha, everybody, and good morning to you all. And if you're listening on your computer, you probably listen to one of our podcasts. So thank you for tuning in. Tell your friends, please, about Generations Radio and our podcast. There are all these shows are archived on our website. Once it airs Sunday morning here on 101.1 FM and the Oldies Channel. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for telling your friends about it. If you're on your way to the golf course, I have a good one and keep it in the short stuff. So thank you very much, everybody. We're starting our 11th year. Hard to believe, 11 years.
Congratulations.
I can still remember my first phone call was to Wilson Angel, our art director, and my second call was to the late Kirk Matthews, who was a good friend of mine, who I asked him to be our first cover. And it's been a whirlwind. It's hard to believe we're going on 11 years. And I met you a few years back, and you've been on a radio show before, Chris. But, you know, adding to the magazine about safety tips, guys, please read the tips, because I still get stories almost weekly when I'm speaking around town about this scam and that scam.
Yeah.
I said, it's in the magazine. My own parents got scammed by the grandparents' scam.
Oh. You know? The thing about being scammed, like, everybody is subject to being scammed, including myself. I get, you know, like one of my emails, well, several, at least three of my emails has the word cop in it. And they try to scam me. Some of them even send me malware, you know, to click on this, you know, open this attachment. And I'm looking at, hello, you know, my email says cybercop, you know. But they try to scam. And then I get calls, my wife gets calls. And some of them got to the point, some of them, like, I just recently had one that I had a good discussion with. It was funny that I do online shopping. Not too much, but maybe usually it's for tech right. items or even cigars and whatever. So anyway, I was doing, I was helping one of my good friends in Nicaragua, and I was doing some money transfers. And the platform I was using, I was using it for several months. And all of a sudden, they asked me to expedite the wire the money transfer to this platform. Is that please link us to your bank account, your login name, and the password. And I'm thinking, look, I've been using your platform for months and months.
Never asked you that before.
Yeah, and this is the first time they asked me before. And so I contacted the people on the platform, and I understand their point is that to verify my identity. And it was a legitimate email from them. They said, oh, Mr. Duque, da, da, da. But it looked like a form letter. Of course, it was a form letter. But I was looking at, I checked the email, I checked the routing, the IP addresses, and I said, okay, let me go try on the phone number. And I sent a message, contact me. And they contact me by my phone. And I was saying, so they knew my phone. So they contact me and I ask them. And we was playing this cat and mouse game. Who are you? Validate who you are. Back and forth. They ran for 5 minutes. At least 5 minutes. And then they confirmed our identities. Then everything was cool. Then I had to talk to my bank. And I know my bank, same thing. But it took time. But I felt more comfortable. And I felt that, okay, I'm glad that some of the industry people are working into protecting our resources.
So if you're a regular reader of Generations Magazine, you'll know him, Chris Duque, a former HPD officer.
Detective.
And what are you doing now?
Well, I'm a victim of COVID, you could say. Back in September 26 of last year, due to budgetary constraints, the Honolulu Prosecutor's Office, I was their cyber crime investigator, the only one, had to be released because we couldn't renew my contract.
So is the next prosecutor going to hire, hopefully, back over there? They need some help over there.
I kind of enjoy retirement, you know, but I don't know, depends. Yeah. I'm still helping people. People still reach out to me. People see me at the YMCA. They see me walking around.
That's why I saw you in the Y the other day.
They pull me over and ask, hey, Chris, I got a quick question to ask. And, you know, the thing is that when somebody asks for help, I feel that, you know, I need to help them out because I put myself in their position. If my family member or a friend needs help, you know, I don't want to shy them off. So I feel the same way.
Well, cybercrimes today is just rampant, as you know, right? Yeah. I mean, if you go back and check our show about 2 years ago, I think it was, a year and a half ago, we did a show on cybersecurity and things like that. And we talked about that black, what do they call it?
Oh, the dark web.
The black, dark web. Pretty. We'll maybe touch on it a little bit later on. That's for your high-end, yeah, intelligent people, because we tell you, you don't want to be going there, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, so let's talk about COVID. What kind of issues are going besides COVID? And did I hear correctly that people are even faking the cards now?
Oh, yeah. The cards.
Really? Your vaccination card?
The vaccination cards were being faked or scammed or spoofed from the very get-go.
Really?
And people were selling, you know, it was on not only on the dark web, but in the legit, in the, you know, the regular internet. And
it's so easy to scan, it's so easy to forge. You can write it down.
You can do some social engineering when you're getting, you can, you know, the security, you know, like if you go to one of the places that does do the vaccination, you can, you know, distract the person who's registering you, see where the pad is with all the blanks.
Yeah.
Distract and just take one off the
table. You just write it in, actually.
You can write it in.
A lot of time.
I can get mine. I can just use whiteout and use with the technology we have today. I can remove all the data and I can put my own stuff inside and just sell the blanks.
Yeah. And well, now with the governor's okay, we can do free travel inter-island.
That's
right. Neighbor islands with just showing the card. So, I mean, that's great. I think hopefully at some point down the road, incoming passengers will not have to do quarantine if they have the card as well.
I think the whole thing with all this, you know, the cards and everything else, the problem is identification, verifying identity. I mean, the one idea I was thinking about was that, you know, why didn't they take a photograph of us when we got vaccinated and put them with a database and link it? So like Chris Duque, I go in, when I get there they ask me for my identification, they can take some data from my ID card, whether it's a Hawaii driver's license or my US passport, take some of the critical information like the number, attach that to the card, link it somehow electronically, and then take a photograph.
Yeah.
And then give you one of wristband.
Something. I think down the road, hopefully they will. I was actually golfing with a guy yesterday that's in the tech, and he was telling us, yeah, at some point down the road, I mean, all these apps you see today, the Safe Travels app, everything, somebody made a ton of money on creating those apps, and they had to do it fast.
The thing that I'm kind of worried of, that anything that electronic can be spoofed, can be faked, whereas it's harder to make a hard copy and a photograph, you know.
Yeah,
but when you do it electronically, you can mass produce it and spread
anything.
It. Disperse
you can make almost anything, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a scary thought. So you've been vaccinated?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Yes. That's why we're here at the studio. And G3 Engineer has been vaccinated, so I myself have been vaccinated. Did you have any problems along the way? No? Your health is okay?
Yeah.
You have any reactions or anything?
In fact, the day that I got the Moderna, my first one, I got the shot the next day. I was in the gym working out, no problems. My wife went for her 3-mile walk right afterwards. The second Moderna shot, I don't know. I think they put something in my because man, I felt like King Kong in the gym.
Really?
But then the next day I was kind of tired. But I think it's due to my workout than the vaccination.
Well, I heard, I was actually golfing with my friend's daughter who's a doctor. She said, typically the second shot, it's not that same day. Because when I had my second shot Saturday morning, I golfed Saturday afternoon.
Right.
She said it's the next day.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
But everybody's different. My son, who's 16, got his second one last week, Friday. I think he was faking that it was hurt because he didn't want to get out of Boy Scouts in school. So, but I mean, that was a convenient excuse. But yeah, hopefully everybody has. Have you run into people that don't want to get vaccinated? Because I sure have.
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing is that you got to weigh the risk of, you know, if you don't get it, I think, you know, being on a ventilator, possibly dying without your family being there, is far worse than what they think the effects of the vaccination will do down the line. Like I'm like 69, so I don't have
that many. You're healthy 69, you know, Chris.
I'm not that much years left, so I don't mind taking the vaccination. Now, I can see the concerns with the young people, especially people who are starting families, you know, women who are hapai, they might have some concerns. And young kids, my cousins said, oh, maybe 10 years down the line, you know, something happens and
side
effects shows up. I mean, I remember back in the 50s, where even 60s, even 70s, that we had to take vaccinations when we went to school, when we had to get a job, we had to show a card.
Right.
And look, 40, 50, 60, 50 years later, I don't see nothing happen, so knock on wood, from those shots I took back when I was a small kid.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, I have a few friends that haven't got vaccinated. They're not going to get vaccinated. They don't believe in it. So, I mean, you're going to have it all over the place. But hopefully by the summer, we'll have at least close to 70% vaccinated. I think that's what they consider herd immunity, where the majority of people have been vaccinated. So I like the CDC last week said they can take off your mask in public. I believe in that. So we've been doing that with people that are vaccinated, like here is today. But, yeah, I just think, you know, there's a certain amount of precaution we can take in life in general.
Yeah, the vaccination is like anything. The analogy I use is like I take vitamins. I take supplements. Because I use it to supplement my diet, and I have a pretty good, I have a good diet, and I have a good exercise
regime. You've been healthy as long as I've known you, Chris.
But the thing is, added precautions. I mean, it's not the catch-all, but a lot of people think, oh, they got a vaccination, I'm immune already, and they decide they forget washing their hands, they forget the social distancing. We still need to do it. It's just an added layer of protection.
Yeah, absolutely. So. You're an expert in cybersecurity scams. What's the biggest one, or there are a few? I mean, there must be many big ones right now going on. Can you talk about some of these?
Well, along the lines of the COVID scam is, you know, they're trying to, well, in the beginning, when they started doing the vaccination, you know, people want to get fast tracking to get the vaccinations. So they'll be getting emails, phishing emails, telling that they can expedite, move you at the top of the line, okay? If you fill out certain information, of course, personal information, credit card information, PIN number, so forth. Those were the scams that were coming out at the very beginning when people started to get vaccinations. Now it's going to be those cards.
Vaccination
saying that
cards.
You got the So like people who are reluctant to get the shots, but they want to travel. They can travel, but they're going to be quarantined. They don't want to be quarantined. So I say, you know, maybe I should get one of these fake COVID vaccination cards so I can, you know, expedite my trip, make it easier.
Well, tourism is definitely coming back for
sure.
It's about, I was talking to the hotel executive last week, Monday. So yeah, it's about close to 50% right now. And I think by the end of summer, it might be 60, 70%. If not more, because I don't know about you, but I want to start traveling again.
Oh, my wife and I really like to travel, and we do an annual trek to the East Coast, and we go to visit our friends in the Midwest, in the West Coast, and you know, it's almost 2 years now, and it's on the other side of the coin, my friends want to come to Hawaii. They keep calling me. They message me all the time. How's the situation? What's the requirements? What's the restrictions about coming to Hawaii? And I got some links what to do. You got to keep on checking.
Well, there's a lot of reasonable fares nowadays. The car rentals are coming down slowly. I mean, I went to Kona 2 weeks ago, and I left on Thursday, and Monday, well, the week before that, was about $200 a day. I said, I'm not paying $200 a day. So I waited like to Tuesday, and I left Thursday, and I got it for $90 a day. So it wasn't that bad, but it's coming down. The cars are coming back to the neighbor islands. There's so many direct flights to Kona. It's crazy. So I mean, tell your friends, there's a lot of hotel deals as well.
The tourism is, you know, it's good for Hawaii, but you know, I think for me personally, I think we should start thinking about another way to sustain our way of living other than relying on tourism, because you know it's now a very competitive market. I mean, there's other cheaper sites, locations to go to, and
the safest place to travel to the U.S.
Yeah, so you know. That's the thing is that. I really think we should, I mean, tourism is our lifeblood, but we should think about a backup. Start thinking about it.
Well, I like to see all these farms coming, organic things coming up. And we're you know, restaurants are supporting them. I think the fishing industry is another one with control, as obviously, but it's just something I think tech is something that we can be anywhere.
Yeah, that's a tech. That's why anybody who's invested in Zoom or telecommunication, Zoom is not going to go away. Yeah. This is a new norm.
Yeah, and we can do it efficiently, effectively. It's relatively safe.
My friends who are in another industry, he was on a convention in Vegas, and 2020 was his best year. Because people were home, they were on a computer, and because of social media, he had all these advertisements, and it's to the point where his supply cannot meet the demand.
Wow, isn't that great?
Yeah. So that's the thing is that for him and several other companies, you know, COVID has been good.
Yeah. Well, we're here with Chris Duque, frequent writer for Generations Magazine. He will be in our August September issue. And a former HPD cyber cop, I guess.
Yeah,
I call him cyber cop.
Cyber crime investigations.
Yeah, but we're talking about crimes on the web and on the internet. But when it comes to social media, what are you seeing with like Facebook? Because I know 70% of people over 50 are 70% of people on Facebook are over 50. That's what I hear.
Oh, it's higher now. Now it's like they're always saying that of the Kapuna generation. It's close to 75%.
Yeah, it's
amazing. And then there was a breakdown. About 60% of that group is using mobile devices to get on these platforms.
Before the pandemic, this is like January 2020. Where was I? I was at a small restaurant, ice cream restaurant, and had these tourists, four Caucasian people, two couples. And I'm eating my ice cream too, and I look up to my right going, they're all eating ice cream and they're all on their smartphones.
Yeah.
And they're all over 70, 75. I wanted to take a picture because it just shows you people are slowly learning it. And albeit there are people, a lot of them that don't, but amazing how many people. And this just an article Sunday was talking about how you have to have a smartphone today to handle all these vaccinations. And you got to go say travels app. You got to have the app.
Yeah, and it's like credit cards. Now you got to use credit card for everything. And the thing is that another concern that I have is the reliance on the technology. Our technology is meant to make our life easier, which is great, but it's also make the life of a criminal easier.
Easier, yes.
And the criminals got more time than us.
Well, an easy place to reach is go up on Facebook. I heard somebody recently got scammed on Facebook because they bought something from a fake supplier.
The most prevailing scam is, you know, a friend would post a quote. Like I said, a friend would send you maybe a direct solicitation or post. Oh, you know, I just came back from a trip. You know, they cost me X amount of dollars. Or I bought this new car. I bought this new home or whatever. And of course, people would say, well, how did you get that windfall? And they would say, well, I invested this. So I did this. I bought this particular product, and all of a sudden, you know, they said, "Wow, can I get involved?" Well, you know what? It's only a select few can get involved. You got to be invited, and of course, now they got the viewer, the user on a hook, and it's like, but they don't do their homework and find out who is this person making this post. Is this really my friend? Yeah. I get friends who have passed away.
And it's still
live on Facebook, and he asked me for one of the things that I caution people, and not only the Kapunas. I got a friend request from you, Percy, but we've been friends for several years. I said, "Why are you not friend with me?" I said, "So did you cancel my this? You know, did you unfriend me?" So I'm thinking, okay, wait, what I do? Because we're friends, I got your phone number. I thought, Percy, I just got a friend request. What happened? Oh. Chris, yeah, that's me. Or, Chris, yeah, that's my other Facebook account. Confirm friend requests by other means.
Yeah.
You know, no, don't just, like, okay, yeah, friend, you know.
Well, here's what I do. When I see a Facebook request, I scroll on the request and I look at that person's profile.
Right.
And if it's short, it's a scam.
Yeah.
If it's got a lot of stuff running down, then it's probably legitimate, but it's got to have more than a few pages.
You see it on Instagram. All you need is like the profile picture, and that's it. And then on the bottom, it's update, change my profile picture. You say, okay, you know what? Yeah. No way.
But people are getting data, getting information on you by who you're married with, who you're married to, if you have pets, if you have children. They know where you live. A lot of times, public access, I can find a lot of people's addresses. I can probably find your phone number because actually there's a phone book of mobile phone numbers.
Yeah. The thing is that when you do open a social media profile, whatever, doesn't matter, it's Facebook, Instagram, even LinkedIn, you don't give information wholeheartedly and everything. So like, for instance, you go into a situation, you go like, I'll come to the studio and your producer is
George.
First time we met George, right? Okay, I'm not going to give him, I'm going to give him my name, introduce him, my background a little bit, but I'm not going to tell him my address, my phone number,
your birthday?
My birthday, because
people always do the birthday.
We just met.
I know.
But as we develop our friendships and the trust, then I start giving a little bit more information. But people, what they do is that when they open up Facebook, for example, they feel like all the data about themselves. That's number one. Okay? Number one mistake. Okay? Second, they share it with everybody.
Yeah.
They make it public rather than only friends only. And then, so normally what I do is I post information and I decide, okay, I share it only certain stuff. Some is public, some is friends only. Is only me. And because I'm going to post it at a later date. So you got to prune not only your friends, but what you post and you share with them.
Yeah.
The thing that I always caution, you're only as safe and secure as how your friends and family want you to be. Because you still have Kapunas and people who say that I'm not going to use social media because I'm going to expose myself. But they have family. They have friends who be talking about him. Oh, you heard Preston just went to Vegas.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Or he had cancer.
And Preston don't have an account. But then they can check my profile and see that, oh, I should have photographs of visiting Preston at his house. I've been riding his car. And you give away. And that's how I used to catch the bad guys.
Yeah.
Some of the bad guys don't have profiles.
Right.
But I asked, tell me who their friends are, who their family. Their family and friends. And tell me, give me a lot of information about them.
I'll tell you a story. We're going to take a short break. We're here with Chris Duquet, our cybersecurity guy and a freaking writer with Generations Magazine. We'll come back in a little bit and we'll talk more, kind of get more in depth on other computer and cybersecurity issues, including scams about emails. So we're taking a short break. We'll be right back.
In 2021, take the confusion out of Medicare. The Copeland Insurance Group will help you understand the exciting new plans with increased benefits for seniors 65 and above, veterans, the disabled, and those that qualify for extra help. Contact Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group at 808-591-4700. 888-591-4877. 888-591-4877. Mahalo.
4 and 5 night packages from $699. Vacations Hawaii, our favorite connection to Vegas.
Okay, welcome back to Generations Radio. I am Percy E. Hara, your host here. As you know, on our website, generations808.com, if you miss any of these shows, if you want to pass this show on to your friends and neighbors, it'll be up by Monday morning after Sunday. So thank you for tuning in. Our regular guest here, actually our regular writer for the magazine, Chris Duque, is talking about cybersecurity. But I did want to tell you the April-May issue is out. We are running out very quickly. We typically run out the second month. So there's June-July issues coming up featuring UH coach Larry Price talking about coaching and what his value to his players. So for June-July, it'll probably be disappearing by second week of July. So if you got it, any of the magazines, pick them up the first month it comes out, because we are running out and people love the magazine. So thank you for telling all your friends and neighbors, including your neighbor island people. You can also subscribe to the magazine, by the way. I believe it's on page 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You can subscribe to the magazine either by sending in, cut out the application there of just your name and phone number address, and mailing a check for $18, which is $3 an issue. Or you can go online and pay via PayPal, which is secure. PayPal is secure. So you can pay online with your credit card. So, yeah, thanks everybody for spreading the word about Generations Magazine. We celebrate 11 years. So thank you all for spreading the word about us and our radio show. And don't forget, the third Wednesday of the month, we have our Generations Magazine webinars. You can reach Rick Tabor if you want to sign up, or it's on our website. You can just go to the website and click on the link there. If you want to get a hold of Rick, our community relations director, his number is 285-5936. 285-5936. You can ask him for the link, or you can actually just go to our website, generations808.com, for the link to our webinars. And you do not have to RSVP. Just click on the link and you can go straight to it. It's 11:30 to 1 o'clock, the third Wednesday of every month. And probably by June, maybe next month, we'll probably have maybe 2 or 3 a month webinars of really great information, expert witnesses for this. So anyway, thank you very much. We're here with Chris Duque talking about cybersecurity. Now, we talked about social media. What about emails? I mean, I just thought about, and I looked on my junk mail. I put everything in junk mail when I see stuff that I don't like. I get about 80 junk mails a day. A day. Is there any way to stop that besides just click on phishing scam and it goes in a separate file?
No. You can do it. If you got some tech savvy, you can set up your filters.
Right.
And I get certain filters, filter terms that I set up on certain of my emails. And they go to the box, but then, of course, nothing is perfect, because sometimes I get emails going to the spam box or going to these filters, and that's important to me.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and then some of the spam still filters out and gets into my regular email. So it's like back in the day when with snail mail, you know, we used to grumble about all these junk mail coming in my mailbox. Yeah. Now we grumble about all that email.
Emails.
It's the way of life. Just go through it, you know, look at the subject matter, see if you like it, you know, if it interests you, you know, then you read it and keep it, whatever. Read it for now. If not, delete it. Okay.
Don't open the file.
Don't open a file. Just read it. Right now, in the beginning, the beginnings of the email, just simply opening up an email would infect your machine. But but these days now, that's pretty rare.
It's only the attachments.
It's usually the attachment or the links that's in the email itself. But again, too, if you, one thing, let's step back first, is that whenever you go on the internet, before you go on the internet, do web browsing, checking your email, or whatever, before you do any kind of surfing or accessing the internet for whatever reasons, number one, make sure your operating system is up to speed. Apple, look at the Apple icon for Mac, for Windows, make sure your operating system is updated, okay, before you do anything else. If it needs to be updated, update it. You can have it automated if you want. Me, I don't like to have people automate my stuff. I automate myself, the thing manually on different days. Second, make sure your security software, if you're using some kind of antivirus, anti-malware, make sure your security software has anti-malware, spamware, and spyware. Has those features, has the added protection. Make sure that application or program is updated also. And make sure it's turned on.
Turn it on.
It's not after. Turn it on before you open up the browser or check your emails. Once that's done, then go ahead and check your emails. Now, getting back to the emails, I see an email says, hey, this is some information that I'm interested in, some solicitation. I open up, I read it. Okay, I check the source. Yep. Open up. I don't just rely on BestBuy.com or Best Buy. The logo. I look at the email address. Is it bestbuy.com or scambestbuy.com?
Yeah, there's usually a logo or the email. So I click on that and it'll say who's it from. It actually has the actual email address.
Yeah,
right?
Actually, just when you open up the email, just look at the source and you can see that. Now, on the links, one thing I use is that I get my mouse and I let the thing hover over any kind of links.
The link.
And on a screen somewhere, they'll have the web address that will redirect you when you click on the link.
Right.
Now, if you just found, like, say it's from Costco, and you go hover over the link, says for the deal, and it doesn't show Costco.com, it shows something else, I'd be worried about clicking that link.
Yeah. Actually, I can't remember if it was Costco or Sam's Club. There was a big hoax about a year ago, where they're giving like a $30 credit. And so many people on Facebook, I have several of my friends were passing that around, and it was a scam.
It's always, and also, it's a good.
They weren't giving out the free.
And it's also a way of misinformation. They'll spoof the CDC emails, saying coming from the CDC or the Hawaii Health State Organization, any kind of updates, and they'll spoof it.
Yeah, it's they want you to click on the links, so don't click on the links, don't click on the attachments.
Don't, yeah.
I had a text. I talked about this before, but I was surprised. I got a text from a friend of mine about a year ago saying, "Hey, I need your help. I'm kind of busy. I need you. Can you buy me some iTunes cards?"
Oh.
And I text him back. I'm kind of busy too. I'll call me in the afternoon. And then he didn't call me back. So I text him. Hey, do you still? I'm sorry. I clicked on the link of the number. It had his name. Didn't have the number. When I clicked on the name. It was not his phone number. And you know, today, I don't know what your phone number is because I saved it in my contacts and I just click on your name, right?
Right.
But I clicked on his name, it was a mainland number, and I said, that's not him. Yeah. So I called him and said, hey, Chris, what's up? He goes, yeah, you're the third person today. Somebody got my number and scammed me.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I kind of figured that because I figured this guy, he would not ask me to buy
that's the thing with our personal information. People will impersonate us.
Yeah.
And use that information to scam other people. And then the people who got scammed think that we're the one that's scamming them. Then they call us or they report us to law enforcement. And, you know, like, that's why if you find out that happened to you, let your friends know. Hey, you know what? Somebody's faking me. Somebody's spoofing my ID. This is not my phone number. You know, I didn't send you a solicitation.
Yep. It's amazing how many people get stuff, Sam. Get this. I had a client. Met with my client a few months back, and he goes, "Hey, by the way, does Microsoft have technicians that'll call you?" I said, "Call you? What, do you have a problem with your computer?" He goes, "No. I got an email. I said call them because somebody wants to fix my problem on my computer." I said, "They emailed you and they said you have a problem. What'd you do?" I clicked on the link and then he called me, and he took over his laptop. There's nothing wrong with his laptop.
It happens to the best.
Oh, my goodness.
It happens to the best of people. I got friends from my previous agency who calls me up. Chris, you know what? Can you come over? Come over to my office and so on. And they would tell me, and I said, and they kind of, they're embarrassed because they fell for the scam. One thing I would like the listeners to take special note. Backup your data on your phone. What's on your phone, on your computer, on your laptop, on your tablet. For your phones, you can back it up to the cloud. Like Apple has iCloud.
Yeah, they're
or
pretty good about
for
that.
Me, I don't. I'm kind of leery about the cloud also, but I back up my devices, my mobile devices, to my hardwired computer.
Oh.
And then from there, if I need to archive it, I back it up the data onto CDs or DVDs. If there's a large amount of data, I back it up. But back up your phone, the contact, your photo, your calendar if you need be, your contacts, important information, photographs especially, back it up. Why I say that is because if you get hit with malware, meaning malware is a type of malware that locks up your computer. Case in note, the recent
the gas line
got nailed.
Colonial.
Yeah, they got nailed with ransomware, and the news say they paid. You know, it's like you got to take like the actual hostage taker. You know, the traditional hostage taker. Law enforcement say we don't give in to ransom. We don't take, you know, give in to hostage takers. Because once you do, one, they may give you the code, but you don't know how permanent the code is.
Right.
Okay, so the best thing to do is back up on a regular basis, daily if possible. So if you do get hit, it's easier to just restore your data than try to remove the data.
Right.
Basically what you're going to do with a computer, the safest bet is you nuke the hard drive. Pull out the hard drive, put a new one in, sanitize it, check your backup to see if there's any malware residue inside. Because if you don't do that, you're just reinfecting a new computer.
Yeah, we had some issues with that. I had to get a whole new hard drive, everything.
Yeah, so backup is important. Backup.
Yeah. What about like grandparents scam? I'm still hearing about the grandparents scam. You know, I had a client, you know, it's, Scotty, you just came back from Mexico. How was your trip? You know, I heard you got in trouble over there. And sure enough, grandpa, I didn't go to Mexico. It was, no, I had to pay to get you out of jail.
Yeah.
Oh, I never even go to Mexico. All these scams out there, guys, you got to be careful. And yeah, I tell people, always verify the information.
When you get, for the Kapunas who get the kind of scam, where a family member got arrested, they need bail money, or there's something, or some kind of emergency happening, contact the family member who's requesting the help, or another family member who knows that particular family member who needs help.
Yeah,
like the grandson is in jail and needs bail money, or the attorney representing. Contact your grandson. If not, contact the dad or the mom.
Exactly right.
You know, where's Chris at? Oh, he's right here. Oh, I thought he was in Tijuana. He got arrested. he's right here.
We have that. I mean, several times a year we get calls about that kind of stuff. So, you know, once you give the money, it's gone. You're not going to get it back. You know, they still have the green dot card. You remember the green dot card? When you go to Long, Safeway, Walmart, Walgreens, whatever, near the cash register, they have these debit cards. And the scammers found out about that. And when instead of you sending cash or sending wire money, they tell you, go there, buy a green dot card. And it's just a debit card. You load money onto this card.
Exactly.
And the scammer, once you buy the card, when you get out of the store, the scammer will say, give me that number on the back of the card.
Right.
Once you give them the number on the back of the card, it's gone almost instantly.
It's like the gift card.
Yeah.
Similar to gift card scam. Instead of using gift cards, they're going to say get a debit card, go get American Express or Citi card, That's the red flag. If anybody requests payment,
immediately,
and they want the payment in gift cards or debit cards, gift cards that you get off the rack, that's a red flag. Wiring money to Western Union, again, too. A lot of times it's legitimate, but be wary about that. But the gift card is the big red flag.
Yeah. Western Union and all those kind of wire services now require on the back of the form that any money sent out of the country is a warning. They never had that.
Yeah.
But they put that about 4 or 5 years ago, maybe a little bit longer than that, because I had a relative in our family that got scammed 16 times, over $1,000 per time. I said, wow, shouldn't they learn after like 2 times or maybe the first time? 16 times.
No. Because the generation is much more, they're polite and more innocent and, you know, they're
trusting of information.
Yeah. So, and it's hard. And then when you do get scammed, they're embarrassed.
Oh.
That's why for us who have kapunas, who have relatives in that generation, we need to take care of them and watch them. It seems like, see, the middle generation, we got to take care of the younger generation and the older generation.
You're the sandwich generation, the baby
boomers. We don't want in the middle. We got to take care of both sides because the young kids and the kapunas pretty much have the same innocence.
Innocence is a good word.
But again, too, the young people, they're savvy on technology, but they lack life experience.
Right.
The kapunas are not too savvy on technology, but they have a lot of life experience.
Well, their life experience is being honest and trustworthy. Yeah, somebody tells us that's going to be true. So, guys, monitor your parents or your grandparents. Monitor your kids. It's amazing how many scams on Apple. I have my third credit card from a major bank in 2 months. I got a fraud alert on every one of them. The second fraud alert I got, the card was hacked before I even got the card. So when I got the alert on my phone of your card's been hacked, I said, wait a minute, I called him. I don't have that card yet. How did I get hacked before I even received the card?
Yeah.
So I said, I'm going to cancel this card and get you guys out of my life if you guys can't fix this problem. And the girl said, the card numbers go automatically to the credit agencies, Experian, what are the other ones they have?
TransUnion.
Yeah, TransUnion. Yeah. So they get the card number first because they have to log you in. They have to put you on their little list there and all your debit and your balances and your late payments, everything. So they get the number first. So somehow it got scammed from them because that is ridiculous. I haven't even activated the card. How can it be used?
See, that's the thing with the... with our information, really, it's financial information, personal information, or whatever. Our information is out there.
It is.
But the issue is that we're not all vigilant and diligent about protecting not only our information but other people's information. I mean, the bank has a great bank. The bank has a robust security set environment, but the vendor that deals with it, like a small store or a big chain, they get hacked.
A third party.
Yeah, they get the personal information. It's not the bank that get hit.
Yeah.
It's the middle guys because they can't afford the security. So that's why I tell people, cybersecurity is everybody's business. It's not only the big company. It's not only you. Yep. It's everybody in between.
Yeah, and that's something I think, guys, you got to watch out for your parents. It's amazing. A very well-known person that you know around town got hacked. They called me up, say, what do we do? I said, well, you got to file a report. And I want you to come on to one of the TV channels or do a story in a magazine. Oh, no, we can't do that. I'm embarrassed.
Yeah.
I said, well, it's going to happen again to other people if we don't bring it up publicly. So actually, I told a story before about my wife. We went to see the last show of the Book of Mormons. Remember the Book of Mormons, the play? And we went to Chai's. I love Chai's restaurant across the street. Went over there. And we have a digital ticket. We get there and it goes, eh.
You use.
And I go again, the guy at the ticket goes, something's wrong. Go talk to the ticket office. It was already used. And we looked carefully at the ticket, the digital ticket, had someone else's name on the top in small print. So we went over there and said, you're the third person that got hacked. I mean, somebody scammed you. And we bought it from StubHub, which is legitimate.
Yeah.
So we called StubHub the next day and they did reimburse us and give you actually another $50 credit because of the problem. But But we couldn't go see the movie. So it's too bad. But even StubHub, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, we were like shocked. So if you order anything online, look at it very carefully. Look for return policies, by the way. Because if you book a hotel today, there's two ways to book a hotel. Because I just went to Kona. We went to a softball tournament. One of our players said, I can't get a refund. No, you can always get a refund. Yeah. No. Okay. The websites today say book now, pay now, or book now and pay later. If you book and pay now, some of them says no refunds.
Yeah.
And that's what he did. I said, I've never heard of that. You can always cancel a reservation within 24, 46 right. hours, 48 hours. No. So look carefully when you book any trip on cancellation fees and any refunds, because I was shocked. My wife's been hotel business 25 years. She's never heard of that. But today, when you book online with different third parties, they have all these little glitches. In fact, Expedia, not the bash Expedia. Expedia, I went through Expedia on my car I rented, and in when you're waiting online, I mean for to answer the phone. Expedia has no cancellation fees for hotel rooms, but we do have cancellation fees for cars and any travel excursions. So check your policy. So I said, okay, I canceled my hotel rooms. We had another one. And they said, oh, we have to charge you for that. I said, no, you told me online, there's a big print, it says no cancellation fees. Oh, no, we don't have any cancellation fees, but the hotel did charge you. I said, I don't care. It's not my culiana. I went through you. I didn't go through the hotel directly.
So you got to call the hotel also.
I did. The hotel said, oh, no, that's Expedia's problem. So we went back and forth. But I did check my credit card. It did not charge me. So thank you, Expedia, but you got to check. Yeah. I mean, I was really upset.
Now we did, because, again, I think it's due to COVID. You need to read the terms. The terms of service, the terms of the agreements.
Yeah, you got it.
It's changed. Now it's much more important to when any kind of transaction, whether it's face-to-face or online, get a hard copy.
Carry both, digital and a hard
copy.
Keep
that as your document. And before you even do it, read the terms of service.
Yeah.
Read the cancellation.
This COVID pandemic has affected the hotel industry, car rentals, airlines. Thank you to Hawaiian Airlines. There's no cancellation fees anymore. It's just you do have to be firm. You have to be there 30 minutes before the flight leaves. I had to return my rental car. So I dropped off three of our other players, and I dropped off the car. I came back. I was like 4:02, and I said, flight was at 4:30. He goes, you can't get on the plane. I'm like, 2 minutes? I go, no. It's like, so, I mean, there's no cancellation fees, reschedule fees, but you do have to be 30 minutes ahead of time. But a good part about it, when you come back to Oahu, no problem. Going to neighbor islands now is okay. But when I went before the May 11th, you had to have that travel app, the safe app, and then you have to download the test, blah, blah, blah. But I got to admit, getting into neighbor islands is pretty good. Oahu may be a little harder, but neighbor islands are pretty good.
I wonder if they're going to have an alternate for people who don't want to use their phones to get on a plane.
Yeah, so my mother doesn't have an email, so they created an email for her. But my father has to get the email on his phone.
And what if you don't want to use your phone?
You cannot.
See, the thing is that, like, I'm old school. Even to this day, I don't use my phone. I get a ticket. I get a hard copy ticket, boarding pass, and I use that.
Yeah.
They say, oh, you got a QR code, Chris. No, I want that ticket. And they say, no, you got to get a QR code.
Yeah. So anyway, Chris, we got to sign off pretty soon. Give me any last words of wisdom and tips for people.
Just be, just stay healthy, be safe, be vigilant on what you see and what you post and how you respond.
Yeah, that's so key.
And don't overshare. Know who you are communicating with. When in doubt, don't share. And anybody and everybody can be impersonated on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
And on the phone.
Especially on the internet. Yeah, phone a little harder, but yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm getting calls, scam calls from 808 numbers.
That.
I don't know how they do that.
I get phone calls from my own phone. And I look like, oh, come on, guy.
So anyway, Chris, thank you very much. If you have any questions regarding cybersecurity, you can always give me a call through Generations Magazine, and I'll refer them back to Chris, but our Generations Magazine number is 808-600-4383. Or you can email me, Percy, P-E-R-C-Y, at generations808.com. But Chris is a regular writer for the magazine. His articles, if you go to Generations Magazine, by the way, generations808.com, in the search bar, just put Chris Duque, D-U-Q-U-E, and search all his articles there on cybersecurity and scams. So, Chris, thank you very much. Keep up the good work. Keep training. Hopefully see you back at the YMCA every once in a while. But, guys, please, this is a huge issue. It's not going to go away. If you don't know, ask your grandkids or kids. Actually, the library guys are pretty good about helping you out as well. Or contact ARP. We will do more events and more topics on this down the road. So keep in check out with us in our magazine and online. So anyway, everybody, thank you very much. Have a great weekend, what's left of your weekend. If not, tell your friends about our podcast on generations808.com. So as always, everybody, aloha and live well.
In 2021, take the confusion out of Medicare. The Copeland Insurance Group will help you understand the exciting new plans with increased benefits for seniors 65 and above, veterans, the disabled, and those that qualify for extra help. Contact Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group at 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877. Mahalo.
4 and 5 night packages from $699. Vacations Hawaii, our favorite connection to Vegas.